Well, and girls' state softball tournament got underway yesterday up at Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. It's some really hot conditions. In fact, three umpires had to be taken away for some heat-related issues yesterday during the course of the tournament. So some good hot softball going on in Fort Dodge. And first-round action in Class 1A, it was Akron Westfield beating Earlham in 10 innings, 3-2. Preston to down Trainer, 7-0. NSKAR defeating Linville Sully, 10-0. And Martinsdale St. Mary's, an 8-6 first-round winner over Des Moines Christian. In Class 2A first-round play last night, Mid-Prairie edged Nottoway Valley, 4-3. It was West Burlington getting by Missouri Valley, 3-2. Iowa City Regina over Central Springs 9-4, and Bondurant Farrar over Esterville Lincoln Central by a score of 5-3. The winners all move on in the championship bracket, while the losers fall into consolation. In 2 days, action at the state softball tournament. They'll finish off the first round in Class 4A this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Bettendorf faces Ankeny. At 1:30, Des Moines Lincoln will play Burlington. At 3 o'clock, Dowling Catholic faces Pleasant Valley. And at 3:30, it's Fort Dodge versus Des Moines East. Tonight in the Class 3A first round play, it'll be Keokuk versus Dallas Center Grimes at 5. At 5:30, West Delaware plays Clear Creek Amana. Also at 7 o'clock tonight, Carlisle will play Bishop Heelan Catholic of Sioux City. And at 7:30, Winterset will play Solon. They'll move into semifinals and consolation play tomorrow at the tourney. A boys' baseball results from last night in Class 3A district finals. It was Harlan over Carroll, 5-4. Glenwood downing Winterset, 12-1. ADM, a 9-7 winner over Dallas Center Grimes. Also, Class 4A sub-state semifinal round play last night. It was Lewis Central over Abraham Lincoln by a final of 10-9. Those winners move on to the sub-state finals this week. And boys, sub-state final play coming up tonight. Some state tournament bids on the line for some teams this evening in Class 1A sub-state finals. 7 o'clock start times tonight at Harlan. It'll be Walnut facing Coon Rapids Bayard. Warriors are 18-6 on the year. The Crusaders 28-5. Game time 7 o'clock. Also at Bedford tonight, Orient Maxburg will face Nish Nabatna. That's also a 7 o'clock start time this evening. In Class 2A sub-state finals tonight, here in Atlantic, it'll be I-35 High School facing St. Albert. And also at Denison tonight, Kemper Catholic will play Lawton Bronson. Those two sub-state finals getting underway at 7 o'clock as well. Those winners all moving on to the State Boys Baseball Championship tournaments. Well, it was an uncharacteristically short night on the mound for Roy Halladay, the reigning Cy Young Award winner in the National League. He lasted barely four innings, giving up three runs on seven hits in the Philadelphia Phillies' 6-1 loss to the Chicago Cubs on a steamy night at Wrigley Field. Halladay left early after doubling over in the top of the fifth because of heat fatigue. It's the first time that Halladay has failed to pitch into the sixth inning since he joined the Phillies. Aramis Ramirez and Carlos Pena homered to back a dominant start by Rodrigo Lopez. Elsewhere in the National League, the surprising Pittsburgh Pirates are now in first place in the National League Central with a 2-0 win over Cincinnati as Charlie Morton went five innings to grab the win. Atlanta beat Colorado for the fifth time this month, 7-4, as Freddie Freeman homered and drove in three runs. Josh Colemanter pitched eight innings of three-hit ball for his first win in 6 weeks as the Arizona Diamondbacks blanked the Milwaukee Brewers 3-0. The San Francisco Giants beat the L.A. Dodgers 5-0. Clay Hensley came off the DL to win his first Major League start in 3 years, leading the resurgent Florida Marlins past the New York Mets 4-1. Washington erupted with three runs in the ninth inning and beat Houston 5-2. Over in the American League, the Boston Red Sox exploded with an 8-run eighth inning and blitzed Baltimore 15-10. Dustin Pedroia sparked the uprising with a 2-run double for the Red Sox, who've won 13 of their last 15. The Yankees remained a game and a half back of Boston in the AL East after beating Tampa Bay 5-4. The Chicago White Sox topped Kansas City 5-2 as Mark Burley lasted seven innings and another impressive start. Asdrubal Cabrera's 3-run homer capped a 4-run third inning, and Cleveland went on to beat Minnesota 5-2 in the opener of a day-night doubleheader in Minneapolis. The Tribe finished off the doubleheader sweep with a 6-3 win in the nightcap to take a one-game lead over idle Detroit in the American League Central. In other baseball news, tests on Texas Rangers president Nolan Ryan show no new heart problems for the Hall of Fame pitcher, who is hospitalized in Houston. The Rangers say the 64-year-old Ryan continues to improve after undergoing a series of precautionary tests. He's expected to be released from the hospital in a day or two. The Rangers said Ryan has a pre-existing heart condition that will continue being treated with medication. He had a double bypass operation in 2000 and has a family history of heart disease. Jose Reyes is about to come off the disabled list. The New York Mets star shortstop doubled and played six innings Monday in a rehab game in Class A. Mets manager Terry Collins says it looks as though Reyes will be activated today in time for the opener of a three-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cleveland Indians have placed outfielder Grady Sizemore back on the 15-day disabled list with a right knee contusion. It's his third stint on the DL this season, the sixth of his career. Sizemore is hitting .237 this season with 32 runs, 21 doubles, a triple, 10 homers, 29 RBIs in 61 games. Boston Red Sox designated hitter David Ortiz and Baltimore Orioles closer Kevin Gregg will miss the next three games after having their four-game suspensions reduced after an appeal. The pair had a dust-up when Ortiz objected to Gregg moving him off the plate recently. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Omaha, a winner over Memphis 4-0, while Nashville beat Iowa 5-3 in 10 innings. Iowa playing at home against Nashville again this evening. Omaha on the road at Memphis. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Two people familiar with talks to end the NFL lockout tell the Associated Press that if an agreement is ratified by Thursday, then team executives will be briefed starting that day on how the deal's terms affect league business. The sources say the league's 32 clubs have been told that topics would include the rookie salary system, the guidelines for player transactions. They spoke to the AP on the condition of anonymity because, quite frankly, they weren't supposed to be speaking. Owners are scheduled to hold a special meeting in Atlanta on Thursday when they could ratify a new labor contract if one is reached by then. Two other people who have knowledge of the NFL Players Association plans tell the AP that representatives of every team are expected to meet Wednesday in Washington in preparation for a possible vote. Christian Ponder has joined the group of NFL players working out at the University of Minnesota. The rookie quarterback showed up Monday and ran passing and conditioning drills with some of his soon-to-be Vikings teammates and others, including Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. The organizer of the workouts, Ponder said he was planning to meet with his real estate agent to find a home in the area, but Fitzgerald persuaded him to take part in the session instead. Ponder drove from Florida to Minnesota over the weekend with his belongings, a 22-hour trip that included an overnight stop in St. Louis. With the NFL lockout in place, Ponder has been waiting like every other player for the opportunity to start formally working with his NFL club. And Reggie Bush's family has taken back a copy of his 2005 Heisman Trophy from a San Diego sports museum. The San Diego Hall of Champions said it returned the trophy to the family on Friday and declined further comment. The museum received the trophy from the family in March but never displayed it. Bush relinquished his title as Heisman winner last year after an NCAA probe concluded that he and his family accepted improper benefits from would-be sports agents while Bush was still playing for USC. The Heisman Trust, which was considering stripping Bush of the award, decided to vacate the title for that season. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.